Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is A Horseman in the Sky by Ambrose Bierce. An officer of the Federal Force, who, in the spirit of adventure, on the quest of knowledge, had left the hidden bivouac in the valley, and with aimless feet made his way to the lower edge of a small open space near the foot of the cliff, was considering what he had to gain by pushing his exploration further. At a distance of a quarter mile before him, but apparently at a stone's throw, rose from the hinge of pines a gigantic face of rock, towering to such a great height above him, it made him giddy to look where the edge was cut sharp, a rugged line against the sky. It presented a clean, vertical profile against the background of the blue sky to the point about halfway down the distant hills. Lifting his eyes to a dizzying altitude of its summit, the officer saw an astonishing sight. A man on horseback, riding down the valley through the very air. Straight upright sat the rider, in military fashion, with a firm seat upon the saddle and a strong clutch upon the reins, his charger from too impetuous a plunge. From his bare head the long hair streamed upwards, waving like a plume. His hands were concealed in a cloud of horse's lifted mane. The animal's body was leveled, as if every hoof stroke encountered the resistant earth. Its motions were that of a wild gallop, but as the officer looked, they ceased, and all the legs were thrown sharply forward, as if in the act of a leap, but this was a flight. Filled with amazement and terror by the apparition of the horseman in the sky, half believing himself the chosen scribe of some new apocalypse, the officer was overcome by the intensity of his emotions. His legs failed him, and he fell. Almost at the same time, he heard the crashing sound in the trees, a sound that died without echo, and all was still. The officer rose to his feet, trembling. The familiar sensation of a braised shin recalled his dazed faculties. Pulling himself together, he ran rapidly, obliquely, away from the cliff to the point distant from its foot. Thereabouts, he expected to find his man. Thereabout, he naturally failed. In the fleeting instant of his vision, his imagination had been so wrought upon by apparent grace and ease and intention of the marvelous performance that it did not occur to him that the line of march of cavalry was directly downwards, and that he could not find the object of his search at the very foot of the cliff. A half hour later, he returned to camp. The officer was a wise man. He knew better than to tell an incredible truth. He said nothing of what he had seen, but when the commander asked him if in his scout he had learned anything of his advantage to the expedition, he answered, "Yes, sir. There is no road leading down into the valley from the southward." The commander, knowing better, smiled. After firing his shot, Private Carter Druce reloaded his rifle and resumed his watch. 10 minutes had hardly passed when a federal sergeant crept cautiously to him on hands and knees. Druce neither turned his head nor looked at him, but lay without motion or sign of recognition. "Did you fire?" the sergeant whispered. "Yes." "At what?" "A horse. It was standing on yonder rock, pretty far out. You see it is no longer there? It went over the cliff." The man's face was white, but he showed no other sign of emotion. Having answered, he turned his eyes and said no more. The sergeant did not understand. "See here, Druce," he said after a moment's silence. "It's no use making mystery. I order you to report. Was there anybody on that horse?" "Yes." "Well?" "My father." The sergeant rose to his feet and walked away. "Good God," he said. That was A Horseman in the Sky by Ambrose Bierce. For previous Dial a Stories, visit the archive, kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.